There was one big disappointment in political news this past week. John F. Kennedy Jr. did not return from the dead to join forces with Donald Trump. I mention this only because there were more people than you would think who actually believed this was going to happen this past Tuesday, 12:29 p.m. Dallas time. Well, first let me play some audio for you. This is from a QAnon internet radio show. I'm not going to give you the names. I don't want you to go looking for this insanity. But this will set the story for you. Just listen real close to this.
General Patton is the grandson of Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah.
All right. General Patton had a brother, which was Benito Mussolini as well, who came. So General Patton was the son of William Wallace Lincoln. Benito Mussolini was the son of Thomas Tad Lincoln. All right. Joseph Kennedy, the older brother of John F. Kennedy, presumed dead in World War II, was not dead. He went into hiding for protection. He had children. Joseph Kennedy begat General Michael Flynn, who happens to be first cousins to John and his siblings as well. Trump is the biological son of General Patton, which makes him first cousins to John and the Kennedys as well. It's all about the bloodline. It's all about the bloodline.
Okay, so now you understand how these people see the bloodline. This is why the gathering of around, believe it or not, about 1,000 people took place this past Tuesday in Dallas. They actually thought John F. Kennedy Jr., who's been dead since 1999, plane crash, died at 38, they believed that he didn't die, he was going to return to bring back Trump, reinstate him as president, and then John was going to serve as Trump's vice president. Yeah, really. And there is a variation on this, too. Some people believe that Trump would be reinstated, step down, which would then make John president, who would then name Michael Flynn, who's a god in the world of QAnon, to be his vice president. Now, to be fair, there are even people within QAnon who say these people who showed up in Dallas are nuts. Maybe QAnon's starting to shape itself like Judaism. You know how there are Orthodox, conservative, Messianic Jews? Maybe now within QAnon there's the naive, the delusional, and the outright insane.